Chapter 14. Moonlight danced on the waves. It was a clear night and the breeze was running fair. Kruver and Skerm lay sleeping under the bowsprit. Sagax sat at the tiller, taking his turn as steer's beast. The shoreline was still in sight as Stopdog steadily ploughed her course north. All the young badger had to do was tweak the rigging lines and check the vessel from veering landwards. He was also tweaking his conscience, trying not to think too hard about his mother and father back home at Salamandastron. Sagax had an idea that his parents had secretly allowed him to leave and go roaming. It was customary with young male badgers, yet somehow he had a feeling that he and Skerm had forced the issue through their rebellious behaviour. He decided that when they did eventually return home, he would become the model of good behaviour and obedience. Sagax chuckled to himself. But for now, he would enjoy being a runaway. Sitting there musing, he became aware of a flickering light coming across the waves toward the stop dog. He sat, calmly watching until it appeared as a small boat with a tiny sail and two occupants. Hastily, he roused Skerm and Kruver.
Wakey, wakey, you two sleeping beauties. We've got company coming. Better arm ourselves in case they're unfriendly.
Kruver took the cutlass. Skerm tossed a dagger to Sagax, clenching the other one between his teeth. Trying hard to look fierce, he scowled.
Ha ha, buckos! Woe to any beast who crosses the path! A Skerm the jolly wild tail slitter, what?
The boat pulled alongside the stop dog. It was crewed by a sleek grey seal and an old female sea otter. She sat calmly and cast an eye over the three, smiling at the sight of Skerm, who was trying to keep the dagger in his mouth while scowling around it.
Barnacles and binnacles! Will you look at that pudding-headed young rabbit? What in the name of flukes and fishes are ye trying to do? Chop your own tongue out!
Sagax could see that they were friendly. He extended a paw to help the sea otter wife aboard the stop dog.
It wouldn't be such a bad thing if he did chop his tongue off, ma'am. It'd give us all a bit of peace. I'm Sagax.
The sea otter wife seized his paw in a grip that belied her many seasons and leapt sprightly aboard.
My name's Aurora Shelrod. Pleased to meet ye. That there seal is Slipple, me old shipmate. Ahoy there, sea dog. What do they call you?
Kruver winced as she shook his paw mightily.
They calls me Kruver, ma'am. And that long ears scoffbag, well, you can call him anything, as long as you don't call him late for supper.
Scared him spit out the dagger, spluttering.
Now see here, you two wave wallopers. One, I'm not a blooming rabbit. And two, my name is Biscarum Lepus World Whipscut. But you may call me Scarum. Tut tut, dear lady. No need for apologies, what?